This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and we have Todd Kunin, the brother of Dave Kunin. And it's just, it is absolutely just, I can never forget Dave's name. Call us at 855 Law Radio. Denise, you have that number, 855 Law Radio.
529-7234.
If you want to call in, you put all of our social media. Just put Radio Law Talk in every social media realm, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and go ahead and comment if you want.
TikTok.
We're even on TikTok.
We're on what? Radio Law TikTok.
TikTok. Radio Law TikTok. Okay. Welcome. WUCT, 1600 AM, 94.1 FM in Allgood and Cookeville, Tennessee. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate you joining us. We have a lot of fun here. If those of you who have been listening, we are a little bit crazy. It is fun. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, sometimes informative show on earth, other than the alien shows, as we say. So remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. We have affiliates all over the United States, and we're not affiliated with all states in the United States as lawyers. So we're having fun as lawyers, but not talking to you or advising you as lawyers. Isn't that stupid? You have to do all these little tiny exemptions. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and it's got our disclaimers. That is the neatest thing to read. It's going to save you thousands of dollars. Those of you who have sleep problems, save thousands of dollars. You can go and read the disclaimers of Radio Law Talk. In fact, why don't you pull them up right now, Todd? The disclaimers of Radio Law Talk are probably the most exciting, entertaining thing you'll ever read, because those of you who are listening right now, just please put your feet up, relax.
Unless you're driving.
Enjoy. Yeah, even then, if you're in the passenger seat, put your mask on. Stay 6 feet away, and Todd is going to read you just a few snippets of how you can go to sleep at night.
Radio Law Talk is not a law firm. This site also provides services for lawyers such as to advertise their businesses. By all means, do your own research on which lawyer to hire. If you need legal advice, seek such advice from a competent lawyer.
I'm fading already.
Not from Todd.
That is the most boring thing in the whole world, but listen to it. But we're going to talk today about Clint Eastwood's files a lawsuit, Burger King vegan lawsuit, and much more. We've got a number of other topics at the end of this hour. We've been going 2 hours. Those of you who are just joining us, at the end of this hour, we do a thing called Quick Takes, where each of us will bring up a quick, simple issue that we think is important for you to remember, because 3 hours of listening, you will remember very little. In fact, I think it's 7 minutes is about the attention span of most people. But a lot of people listen to it. I'm shocked. I have construction guys say they've got us on the radio while they're doing construction. I thought they had listened to rock and roll music or some other music. No, they've got us listening to us because we're so exciting. But you know why they're on here, Cal?
Why?
One reason and one reason only, and that is to listen to Cal's famous case or no case.
Hmm. Now it's time to play case or no case.
If you missed last hour's case or no case, you'd be saying rats right now. Anyway.
Or other things.
Stuart Ease is a movie director of a very bad movie in the 1980s involving some stars from the 80s, including the very talented Mark Harmon.
Oh, yeah.
After this movie that Mr. Ease directed went into post-production, which really means, you know, they started editing it together, putting in the music and the dialogue looping and all that, a TV show in which Harmon starred became a hit, Saint Elsewhere.
Ooh.
And then he was listed by People magazine, with me standing right very close in line, as the sexiest man alive. And so these,
you were really close to him?
Right there. No, I was like number three.
Oh, number
three. That was the year.
Was that the same as the three-time Emmy Award, never a winner thing?
Exactly. Okay. Trust me on that one, never a winner. At this point, the studio decided to capitalize on Mr. Harmon's sudden burst of fame and went to the director and said, you're going to re-edit in those eight cutting room floor scenes of Mark Harmon. And the director said, but they don't help the story. You know, we shoot a lot of extra stuff. We just don't need them. And the studio said, I don't care. Put him in anyway. Harmon's a star. We need to be able to put his name higher on the marquee. So the director objected and said, I have a contract that says this is my film and I have editorial control. And the studio said, so sue us. And he said, well, I'm going to see if I can. And he sought counsel. And so I ask you, I think it's Denise's turn today to tell us, oh, she hates when she goes first, to tell us case or no case. What say you, Denise?
This is a good one.
Thank you.
I like this one because it ties together with a whole string of names that we would recognize and kind of a concept of the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
And also has the conflict between the director and the studio.
She doesn't know what she's going to say.
I'm picking up on that. She's like going, and so if I can stretch this
and it has an actor whose name starts with an M.
Harmon.
How much time left, Cal? How much time?
Exactly.
He was very good looking.
Well, he still is, I think.
Well, he's handsome. True. Yeah. That's true.
So he's not good looking anymore. He's just handsome.
So did the director, Stuart Ease,
we're doing anecdotal things.
The studio. Do you know who the studio was?
I believe it was Warner, but I'm not positive. Yeah.
Denise, it's 3 minutes. You'll never...
Either Warner
you can't solve that
one. One of those sub-labels, like, you know.
So he would sue, excuse me, for breach of contract.
You notice Denise always ignores us.
And
boys.
Yeah, I have to. Otherwise, I'd never get to say a word. I'm going to say that it's a case, and he wins.
Okay. Thank you, Denise. What and Mr. Penny, it's your turn. What say
depends
you?
On three things. Number one, what's the contract say? Number two, is he an independent contractor? Or number three, is he an employee of the facility of, you know, whatever it is, Warner, I don't know which is Warner
of
Brothers.
Of the studio, whatever.
Studio, whatever the studio is. So those things I don't know, so I can't make an intelligent opinion. But I'm going to assume this is a case because of, I always just go by what Cal says, and he insinuated it was a case. Now the question is who wins and why. I believe that the ultimate power rests with the studio. Not even though they hire him to do a job, the studio has ultimate say as to what happens or what occurs. So I'm going to say it is a case and the studio wins. But I don't know if he's an independent contractor, employee, or what his contract says.
Okay, I understand your objection there, Your Honor. And now we're going to go to the Judge Todd Kunin. Todd, what say you in this matter?
Well, I'm going to say that this is an actual scenario. But I am also going to say that this is not an actual case, that no case was filed on this one.
Why would you say that?
Well, I have my reasons. Because those two guys said it was a case.
That was very logical.
So it has nothing to do with the content.
I've been thinking more. I wonder if this is from the movie Worth Winning, which is the one where Mark Harmon played a news broadcaster, and he was supposed to be this sexy single celebrity at the time. But I don't know. That might have been after. Anyway, so yeah, true scenario, but no case. That is my answer.
I think the film had like the Biff guy from Back to the Future, and I had the name, and can't find the name.
What else did Mark Harmon play on? Anything else?
He played it.
Say it elsewhere. CSI.
Yeah. Oh, CSI. That's the one he was famous for.
Oh, was it Jags too? Was it Presidio with Sean Connery?
I think it was. I don't know.
That wouldn't surprise me if it was Presidio with. So in a summer school with Kirstie Alley. Yes.
Well, we're going to come back. We're going to find out who wins, case or no case. Again, you can call in and just tell them what you think during the break. 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO, and Cal will answer your phone.
Yep.
Phone call. We'll be back.
And you can play along on case or no case. Just remember, no wagering. We're a law show. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you serious?
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Cal, go through the answer to case or no case. Do this scenario really quick and tell us what happened.
The setup is a movie director in Hollywood is directing what is admittedly a B picture, but it contains in it a star by the name of Mark Harmon that nobody knew was a star yet until he had a breakout hit on NBC called ER, the emergency room television show. So the studio goes to the director and said, you will recut the film and feature Mark Harmon so we can market this. You know, you got to put the scenes back in that you took out. We've got to have this guy in there.
I thought it was St. Elsewhere that he had to break out.
Oh, St. Elsewhere. What did I say? ER. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So it's the same difference.
Well, right. I changed my answer now.
Yeah, but but the director said, I don't think so. I have creative control. You gave. I'm the director of this film. One of the reasons I took this gig was because you said it was my film. They said, well, it was. And the question is, case or no case?
And we already answered.
Yes, and the opine, those of you who said it was a case, who was that? That was nobody? Oh, Fred
No. We said a case, and he said no case. We both said
I said case. No case. No, I said case.
Yeah,
we both said it was a case, Denise and I.
So Denise said it was a case, and Fred said
it was a case.
Well, that makes me sad.
We are good. Todd is nailing it today.
Because it is, in fact, a true scenario. It's a true story, but there's something in there that Todd probably knows that many folks may not know relating to the movie business, and that is this is a rather common thing. And when it happens, you will see a director in the credits by the name of Alan Smithy, with two E's, put in there by the Directors Guild, a part of the contract they negotiated with the studio. So if the director does not want to have credit for that film, even though he did the work, he can use the name Alan Smithy as the director and just skate under, well, not appear on his byline and count against him by the movie viewing public. So in this case, the director of the film ended up not Stuart Ease, but Alan Smithy, and nobody got any money. He still got paid, still gets paid for the work he did. But that, ladies
and
gentlemen.
But he basically didn't want, because he put in what the studio wanted him to do.
Yeah, and so
he didn't want credit.
He said, this isn't really my film, so he just didn't put his name in. You've heard of Alan Smithy cases before. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is.
You know what that means, right?
Case or no case.
He's killing us.
Yeah, he's in front of you now. But he's still behind me. But he's
I'm a loser.
Thought, our dental.
We suck again.
Oh, you just had a bad day, Fred. You'll come
we
back.
We suck again. You're who's that? That's from Billy, not Billy Mass. Waterboy. Remember?
Yeah.
We suck again. That's me. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to do case or no case next week. Remember, case or no case is heard all 3 hours. Cal Hunter sits on his toilet late at night and tries to figure out what to do.
Well, interestingly enough, that one came from the bathroom reader. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, he does have a bathroom reader. That's exactly right. Oh, my God.
He was reading that when I got here this morning, and I looked over, and I thought it was like, I don't know, program producing for dummies. No, that's not it.
That's bathroom lawsuits. Okay, appreciate it, Cal.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about, we got two cases, the Clint Eastwood case. Denise, tell us, why is Clint Eastwood suing the CBD retailers?
Because they use, like, infomercial type approach where they claim that he endorses their CBD product, and they used his likeness and his trademarks in promoting their product. Which is a very classic violation.
You see that stuff all the time. You go down Facebook and it says, he appeared on Dr. Phil and he's given up the movie business because why he did it will amaze you. And it's this phony news article they write. You know, it's just clickbait.
So they basically, because this is one that Denise followed up on. They basically, the CBD, which is what? Cannabis or what is CBD?
Yeah, it's cannabinoid oil. It's supposed to help for anxiety and a whole host of maladies.
It's hemp. Basically, it's derived from hemp and it does not get you high.
Right.
It's the one that.
Where's the fun in that? Oh, sorry. I digress.
Well, why do you think that Clint Eastwood is upset?
Yeah, well, it could be.
So, but
now, he's 90. Did you guys know he's 90 years old?
Wow.
I did when I saw this story come up.
And did you know that this lawsuit, should, God forbid, he become deceased, it could still be brought by his estate?
on behalf of suing for misappropriation of his likeness. Yes.
And what's interesting, his son is an actor, apparently, and his son's kind of moving up. Producer? Does he produce, too?
His son is an actor. He's got a daughter. I was actually in a film with his daughter, Francesca Eastwood.
No, you're not.
I was. You can find it. It's called, the film now is called...
Todd Does Dallas?
No, it's called MDMA. It's available on Amazon.com.
MDMA, like the drug?
Yes, it's a story about this before ecstasy was illegal.
Right.
And a girl she went to, I think it was Stanford University, and she lost all of her funding, and she was a chemist, so she started making ecstasy in the lab and selling it and became like the West Coast distributor of it. And
clearly an A movie that you're in?
Well, no, it's not an A movie, but I was in that. I have a bit role. I play a doctor.
His wife had a baby up in Redding, California, where I'm from, in a hospital there. Yeah.
Wow. So, well, you know what? There's two suits involved. One is against the CBD company. The other suit is an interesting suit because what Mr. Eastwood claims is that his name is hidden in meta tags. This is like a digital little meta tag.
It's not like they're not outwardly saying Clint Eastwood does this.
That's right. But because it contains his trademark and it's a digital image, that it's still using his likeness and trademark for promotion. And there's other cases right now that are going on very similar to this. That's brought by Sandra Bullock and Ellen DeGeneres.
So they use their name in the meta tags, which is the behind-the-scenes computer stuff that they put in to draw people to their website.
Yes, exactly. Yep. It's like an encoded... Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Very easy to check, by the way.
Well, I was going to say, how do you check? Well, how would you know that?
You bring up a website and go up to your browser, come down to info or sources, and it shows all the source code supporting that website. You can see if your name's in the meta tag right there.
Wow, I'm worried about Fred Penny. I should double check.
He knows who the people are. That's the difference. Bullock and DeGeneres couldn't figure out who the people were that was doing it, but he knows who they are, so he is suing already for that.
We'll be back. We're going to talk about Burger King's vegan lawsuit.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here, right now.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A coalition of 20 states and 15 cities and counties filed suit to block President Donald Trump's memo directing undocumented immigrants be excluded from the 2020 census count for purposes of deciding how many members of Congress are apportioned to each state, calling it unlawful. The Trump memo signed earlier this week said it will be the policy of the United States to exclude from the base aliens who are not in a lawful immigration status under the Immigration Nationality Act. People who have been confirmed with mild to moderate COVID-19 can leave their isolation without receiving a negative test, according to recently revised guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Increasing evidence shows that most people are no longer infectious 10 days after they began having symptoms. As a result, the CDC is discouraging people from getting tested a second time after they recover. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you serious?
Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, there's all kinds of interesting lawsuits that occur that a lot of people don't hear about that we like to bring up that are kind of off the wall. One is Burger King has started this new non-meat patty, and they call it,
The Impossible Whopper.
Yeah, the Impossible Whopper. And this is a vegan, non-beef patty, and they're trying to get people to buy this. Well, a vegan group has brought a lawsuit against them stating that they are deceiving the public concerning what exactly they are selling because they are cooking this, quote, vegan burger on the normal area that they cook their beef burgers. And
you mean on the grill, like they're just...
Yeah, just wherever the grill is. That's the word, elusive grill word. But anyway, they don't have a separate grill for that, apparently. And so they sued and say you're deceiving people when they're actually not just eating all vegan, they're probably getting a little bit of that fat in it.
There's a cross contamination,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so they're bringing the lawsuit. So there's seven plaintiffs that filed that consumers are being deceived, and the court held for Burger King. It's like, wow, wait a minute. They are cross contaminating somehow. But Burger King's argument the whole time is, We've never said we cook on a different surface. We've never said that. We don't say it in our advertising. We never said it's 100% all vegan, that there's no any cross-contamination. And therefore, that's what our argument is.
So right.
They just say it's like a meat substitute?
Well, this is what they're claiming. They're claiming their target audience is the meat eaters, and the meat eaters who just want a break. You always have beef.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to argue about the manner in which it's cooked versus the manner in which it is the raw patty is prepared, for example, this reminds me of the arguments against McDonald's, heaven forbid, back in the day, you know, when they said, well, it doesn't really, it's not a quarter pounder because the cooked weight of this patty is, no, we're talking about the cooked weight of the patty frozen or in its raw state before it's cooked, or the lawsuits against Subway because it wasn't really a foot long, you know.
And yeah, I think what was really important here is that the plaintiffs did not ask the question, is it cooked on a different surface?
Right.
I thought that was really super important. And secondly, you guys, dispositive of this issue is the fact that it was called Burger King Impossible Burger. It's impossible to have a all-vegan burger in a burger.
Yeah, they're not advertising it as a 100% vegan burger. It's not advertised that way. In fact, they call it advertising does not promise cooking on a different surface, nor did it say in its advertising that this is an absolutely 100% vegan.
But the biggest thing I think the big issue here is that anybody that decides to live a plant-based food or a vegan lifestyle, I just can't imagine anyone choosing to dine at Burger King. That just seems odd to me.
That's true.
That seems to be like the last place they would go. I mean, look, go to Whole Foods or, you know,
interesting.
Go eat your lawn.
You know what, though? What's interesting, though, you say that. Now, given the COVID-19, it's difficult to find those restaurants.
Right.
They probably are going, well, I got to pull into a fast food place now. And maybe what you do is you just get a salad with no meat on it.
But it's a smart play on Burger King's part to try to develop a product to get people into their shop that normally just wouldn't be there at all. As Todd pointed out, why would you go there? Well, I'm going to go try this because they have a non-meat burger. My wife and I one time hosted some people bicycling across California, you know, and they were all vegans. So they came and stayed with us, and I said, don't you every once in a while just miss? He said, really, I miss a steak, just a steak.
Right.
Just, you know, I mean, they miss it. So if a guy is a vegan and he says, well, I can have a burger, but it's not really a burger, why wouldn't you go there? And why wouldn't Burger King want them in there back under the tent, is my point. You know?
Yeah.
Burger
King's looking for a... Now, Burger King's struggling a little bit, but I don't know all the details, but I know that they're trying to catch up with the McDonald's but this is a good ploy. It's something completely different that McDonald's doesn't have, to my knowledge, or any of its competitors that I know of. And so, anyway, there you go,
yeah.
Burger King. So the court throws it out. And this is the U.S. District Court, Southern District of Florida. So they win. That's kind of exciting. Now we've got a 11th Circuit panel talks about the voter ID laws in Oklahoma. What's going on there, Todd?
Well, that's not the one that I have. I have in Oklahoma, the 11th Circuit talked about the governor overstepping his bounds to Indian gaming.
Okay, well, they talk about that, and
this
they talk
is an
about
interesting
voter
one.
ID laws.
Yeah, so this okay. one here is the governor reached an agreement with a couple of Indian tribes to allow for casinos to be built closer to certain populous areas and also to allow certain types of gaming, being able to bet on sports and various.
They're called gaming compacts in almost every state that has an Indian casino, has a gaming compact between the state and the given tribe.
And that is where the issue arises, because the legislature, led by Republicans in Oklahoma, essentially sued the governor saying that he had exceeded his authority. Now remember, the governor would fall under the executive branch of the three branches of government, the judiciary obviously, and then you have the legislative branch, and the argument here was under Oklahoma law, if those compacts are to be reached with the tribes, it has to go through the legislature, and the governor then approves it under Oklahoma law. And this, the 11th Circuit agreed that the governor had overstepped his bounds in unilaterally reaching the agreements with the tribes, and that this should have gone through the legislature first. So it doesn't mean that it won't ultimately happen. It has to go through the legislature, and we'll see, I guess, moving forward, what the legislature has to say about it. But, you know, I can understand the legislature, when they see something like this happening, even if they ultimately wouldn't oppose it, still wanting to challenge it, because you really start that, well, if we let him do this, then this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen.
This
right now,
this is our authority, and we don't want you to take our authority.
Right. And right now, it's a hot, but you know, the authority of the governor to enact rules or policies that might infringe on your liberties under the Constitution is a hot button topic with what various governors are doing in relation to the pandemic, COVID-19. And so this is an issue that folks want to raise, and the 11th Circuit said, yep, overstepped your bounds there.
And I think this is going all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I think it's going to get overturned because of this. The tribes are their own jurisdiction,
right.
And this is a federal issue. It is not a state issue.
And they can negotiate with whom they choose.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So I do not think that Oklahoma has the state Supreme Court has the ability to overturn a compact with an Indian tribe because they're applying the wrong laws. That's my
feeling. I understand that. The question is, there's two party to every contract, right? And so while the Indian tribe may have complete authority to do that, the other party with whom they were negotiating, i.e. the state of Oklahoma, they were not negotiating with the federal government. The tribe specifically chose to negotiate with the state of Oklahoma. And the state of Oklahoma says, in such situations, those agreements have to go through the legislature, not solely on the part of the governor. And so, yeah, it could go up. The question is, what authority did Governor Stitt have to engage in negotiations on behalf of the state of Oklahoma?
They had approval from the U.S. Department of Interior, and that's what he's going to argue.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very – I like this one because I think we're going to see more of it, and it is going to define relationships between state and federal and tribes. I think it's going to be a good one to watch.
I think so.
All right, Denise, you've got some Weinstein updates that we're dealing with too.
Weinstein.
I hate to bring it up, Denise, but it's like the crash on the side.
And remember that there was a Chapter 11 filed. Weinstein and his entities, his business entities, filed for Chapter 11. They were trying to reorganize, try to get this huge, massive victim settlement approved of that was going to be funded by insurance proceeds. Now, normally, insurance is going to have to fund the defense of Weinstein to the extent that these are suits against non-intentional acts, right? But they were funding it, and they were in this settlement going to pay off the attorneys more than even the victims themselves. So that has now been disapproved. That settlement is not going on. The two actresses that were non-settling plaintiffs have urged now for the Chapter 11 to be converted to a Chapter 7 so they can liquidate this and pay off all the victims. Bad thing is, it takes away, I think, a lot of the insurance monies that were going to be put into this estate, and but it's going to be liquidated now. So I think it's really interesting what has happened here, and we have to watch it because it's still a decision that has to be made on the motion to convert that was done.
All right, we're going to be back after this. I'm going to talk a little bit about a very healthy pro athlete that's trying to get out. I mean, it's about this varsity blues issue and an athlete that the judge says is too athletic to get out for COVID-19. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people...
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop whining. That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Because, you know, because of COVID-19, there's people getting out of jail early or getting out temporarily, and Michael Cohen is one of them that just got out. That was the individual that is President Trump's former attorney that now went to prison, and now they let him out due to COVID-19. It shows, I actually saw him getting out of his car, going into his apartment, his New York apartment, wherever it was. But here's an interesting one to me. And to me, it's so weird as to, and I guess it depends on the judge you get. In California, they're letting out people that are, because of COVID-19, that I'm going to say more dangerous than normal, as a normal person out on the street. And it's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, it's not just white collar crime.
No, it's thieves and people who are, you know, there's all list of all types that are letting out, and not just a few, you know, three or four thousands, and so that's been an issue. And now here is One of the coaches from Texas, it was a tennis coach, that's serving 6 months for taking a bribe of $100,000 under the allegations for, you know, allowing someone to get in University of Texas. Okay.
No, it's kind of a fact now.
Yeah. It is a fact, yeah. But I always throw out allegations. I just say that to protect us. But here's the issue. The issue is this person a danger to society? The answer is, some people say, yeah, he took bribes. He's not going to break into your house and, rob you. The likelihood is less. And so what they brought up is, look, I'm only serving 6 months. Can I get out and, you know, wear the leg ankle, collar thing and work out of my house and, serve out the sentence at home confinement due to this pandemic? And the judge said, no. And I'm a little shocked about that with other people being let out. No, he said, and guess what? This individual in the past has had, and he's in his 50s, 56 years old, Michael Center is his name, 2 bouts of pneumonia in the past, recurrent upper respiratory infection problems, and the judge said, yeah, but you know what? You're kind of a healthy, athletic type. You're going to be okay. There's nothing extraordinary or compelling. Stay in.
And the weird thing was he only has a few days. He's going to be transferred to a halfway house on July 30th, and then he's going to have a presumptive release date of
September
17th. So he really wasn't asking for a whole lot.
No, and not only that, the halfway house is also, you got to be careful of the COVID-19 stuff.
Absolutely.
Let him go home, sit in the corner of his house with his ankle bracelet on, and it just amazes me that who they're letting out. And yet this individual that is not a menace to society, well, let me back up. Some people say he was a menace to society, but he's not going to, you know, cause harm to my family tomorrow. And he's the likelihood of him breaking and entering into my house and stealing is low, you know, but they're not letting him out.
It seems there's no uniformity to the decision to let folks out, and it's pretty much up to each judge's interpretation. I mean, I hear what you say about the judge saying, well, you look like a healthy guy, so I'm not going to let you out. Well, it's my understanding that a virus, if ingested, if you breathe it in and it gets to the lung tissue the way the coronavirus works, it doesn't matter if you're a healthy, athletic guy or not. You can still catch the virus and suffer complications.
Yeah, especially the guys have prior respiratory and prior pneumonia. I guess that's one of the things you look at to determine whether or not you're more susceptible is prior pneumonia.
Right.
And
there's two things. I think everybody is at a similar risk to contract the virus. The real question, you're either going to be exposed to it or not. The real question is, what does it do to you once you contract it? And those that have these prior conditions are at a greater risk of suffering significant health problems as a result of it because of the way the virus acts. If you already have weak lung tissue or things like that, it's going to make it that much harder.
Yeah, the judge here, though, looked at, he was in a minimum security offshoot, so he wasn't in, like, the heavy-duty, all-crowded prison, and so he wasn't in a The judge looked like he was trying to weigh it and then say, you have the burden of proof, sir, and you haven't met your burden.
Yeah, so
That's kind of the way I see it.
Well, anyway, that's the way it goes. So we've got an interesting voter ID issue that occurred that, Denise, you want to mention. And then after that, I want Todd to talk about. Todd, you've got to talk about the Academy lawsuit.
The lawsuit there, yeah.
And then we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, the 11th Circuit panel, it okayed the Alabama voter ID law. That law requires, in order to vote, you have to have a valid ID. Now, it was noted that the vast majority of people that don't have valid IDs currently are minorities. So this was going to impact the minorities. But, however, the reason the 11th Circuit said this one is okay is because it was really easy for anybody to get it, an ID. They had different fees if you couldn't afford it. They had different options to get ID cards. And because it was so easy to get IDs, they felt like it was not going to harshly impact minorities. That's just a quick overview of it. So other states had had this issue come up, and they were denied having these ID cards because they didn't have such an easy way for the ID cards to be obtained. But because Alabama leaves it very, very clear and very open on how to obtain the ID cards, they're not specifically targeting minority groups from voting, even if it has that offshoot of it. It's going to be okay. Now, this is probably going to go up further, probably, I think.
I would imagine. It's just important to note that in any case like this where they're talking about something that could be discriminatory, there's two things they look at. Does the law discriminate on its face by the language of the law? And this law does not. But oftentimes, it discriminates in its effect, in how it's imposed. The effect of the law ends up being discriminatory. That's why some get struck down, even though the language looks neutral. It's because of the effect that it has, and they're saying in this case it appears to not have
right.
that effect.
And they also kind of made the argument that COVID was keeping people out from getting ID cards and all of that, and the court specifically said, nope, not true. Alabama has a mobile unit option to obtain a photo ID. So the mobile unit can actually go to, or somebody can go to that mobile unit and get the ID. So you're not limited to have to go in person contact in a building, in a department. It's another way to obtain. Very
right.
interesting.
Todd, go for it. Tell me what's going on.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has always sort of had this effect or image that, you know, we are above the infighting and the laws and everything, and we keep the peace in Hollywood. Well, not anymore. A director, I believe his name is Michael Schamberg, he ran for the president position of the Academy and lost. After losing, he submitted a proposal to change the bylaws, 93-year-old bylaws, to be requesting that the Academy be more inclusive of social media to really help out. And he has now filed a lawsuit claiming that the board did not appropriately hear and respond and handle and take up his suggestions, that they broke their own bylaws, violated their own bylaws in doing so. And the Academy is saying, no, we were all taken under due consideration. So they want to duke it out in court as to whether or not the Academy should have taken up this. And it pulls the Academy into the lawsuit business.
It does, and unfortunately the Academy Awards have been losing viewership, and they've been going downhill for quite a while. They are not having hosts anymore.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something we have to watch.
We're going to go ahead, Cal. What do you want us to do?
Well, that's interesting, because now I want to know what your takes are. Mr. Penny, I'd like to start with you.
You know what? Let's talk about, we're talking about Clint Eastwood, the CBD, those of you who are using Clint Eastwood's likeness in the metadata. Be careful, because as in a fistful of dollars, he says, I don't think it's nice, you laughing. You see, my mule don't like people laughing. He gets crazy. Idea, you're laughing at him. Now, if you apologize, like I know you're going to, I might convince him that you really didn't mean it.
Todd?
I was walking down the hall and saw that the restroom for the late females was out here in our studio, and it made me wonder if Amber Heard was here with her Yorkies.
Or there's a tree.
And Denise, what say you for your final
take? Clearly the lawsuits against Weinstein are going to multiply now, and it's going to be held in the Chapter 7 court. So you know what's going to happen? Attorneys are going to have a mass exodus because they're not going to get paid.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.